Springfield police say a 29-year-old woman called 911 to report that her estranged boyfriend was in the area and she feared for her life. She'd obtained a restraining order against him from court that very morning. Officer Kevin Ambrose, a 36-year veteran of the Springfield Police Department, responded to the scene. It was the last call he would ever answer.
It is with great regret and remorse that I must notify you that a Springfield police officer was killed in line of duty this afternoon.
Springfield Police Commissioner William Fitchett, speaking at a news conference Monday night, said Officer Ambrose met the woman, 29-year-old Charlene Mitchell, and her estranged boyfriend, 35-year-old Sean Bryan of Hempstead, New York, outside the woman's apartment building. The three went inside, where Bryan then shoved the woman into her apartment and closed the door on Officer Ambrose. The police officer tried to push the door open.
Sean Bryan then shot Officer Ambrose through the door, striking him once. Mr. Bryan then opened the door and shot the officer again. Bryan then went back inside the apartment and shot Miss Mitchell. Bryan then left the third floor, proceeded to his personal vehicle, entered the vehicle, and he shot himself in the chest.
Charlene Mitchell was reported to be in critical condition following surgery. As dozens of local and state police worked at the crime scene at the Lawton Arms apartment complex Monday, stunned neighbors looked on. Henry Troy said it was a tragedy.
It's normally a great neighborhood. I usually have my kids out here. We let them ride their bikes. They play outside every weekend. So to see something like this happen, it's just shocking to me.
Tracy Flenke said she was shocked to have a police officer knock on her door.
My husband had called me at work and told me that it was on the news, and I was really surprised. And when I got home, the police officer had come to ask if we had seen anything. And I asked him how the officer was doing, and he said that he hadn't made it.
Ambrose is the first Springfield police officer to die in the line of duty in almost 27 years. He leaves a wife, two children, and one grandchild. Speaking in front of a monument to fallen city police officers that contains 14 names, Mayor Dominic Sarno, fighting back tears, asked people to keep Ambrose, his family, and his fellow police officers in their thoughts.
We grieve this remarkable officer. The whole city mourns the loss of Officer Kevin Ambrose. This shows the perils that our men and women in blue face each and every day. Domestic violence, as you can see, unfortunately, is a very dangerous call.
Flags on municipal buildings were lowered. The Springfield City Council canceled its Monday night meeting in tribute to the slain police officer. The funeral, not yet scheduled, is likely to draw police from across the country. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.